Hey there, Patriots! I'm Melissa Red Pill the World. I lead the Freedom Force Battalion, where we look at the current events in the light of God's Word. What we are all experiencing is biblical. This is the great day we have been waiting for all our lives. The great awakening when we all wake up and take our freedom back. Check out my show where we discuss the wonderful truth about end times. Join me, Melissa Red Pill the World, and the Freedom Force Battalion. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you're having a great day. I'm Melissa, Red Pill the World. We've got lots of great things to talk about. So much information is coming out and they're pushing back hard. But did you hear the Bobby Kennedy Jr., how he exposed the CIA? He had a whole interview specifically on that. I want to make sure that you saw that. I want to make sure that you see how this morning, the 28th of December, 2022, Elon Musk just exposed Fauci. Again, so this is likely the Fauci files is the next shoe to drop. Also, I want to talk about the mark of the beast. I keep hearing people talk about all this, it's a chip and all that. And I'm going to show you definitively today that there's no way that that's what it is. And I'm going to show you what it truly is because that's my job. To look at how this is biblical. And we're also going to show you a clip from January 6th that's going to make you so angry. Anyway, I'll be right back after the break.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at RightEonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at RightEonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, RightEon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at RightEonStore.com today.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now, post your videos today, and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
Let's go, Patriots. If you're new here, check out my site, freedomforce.live. Freedomforce.live. You will love all the videos. We have over 800 now about how this is biblical. And you can search anything that you have a question about. And I always look at what's the current events in the light of God's word. And so I think you'll really enjoy it because unfortunately, we have the deep state, but we also have the deep church, and they have really done a number on us to control our thoughts, unfortunately. And so some of people are in on it, but most probably are just unwitting, useful idiots, right? And we've all done it. Okay, so I'm not trying to lay blame on people. I just, we've all taught things that were wrong in the past, and we're all coming out of this. That's what the Great Awakening is all about. All right, so the first thing, let's talk about this one. Make sure that you guys saw this post. Google currently employs at least 165 people in high-ranking positions from the intelligence community. Google. This is Google. And actually, I just saw something on Brave, because I use the Brave browser. But we know that the Google browser is really the main one that is that everyone uses, and that's the one that controls all the search engines. Really, everybody goes to the Google search engines predominantly. This is controlled by the intelligence community, which is, I'm going to go into this when I talk about the Bobby Kennedy Jr., where he's talking. But bottom line, he's got a big, giant sign behind him of the UN. Basically, the CIA, the intelligence community, is the arm, the police arm, basically, the investigative arm of the New World Order. That's of the cabal. That's how they do this, and that's how they've used big tech against us. Now, I will say, we're living in this day. I mean, there's no way you can extricate yourself from this. This is what we have, and so we will use what they have created, they've monopolized for their purposes. We will use it for good. What they've intended for evil, we will use it for good. And that's really what was on the board. We talked about, that they thought, hey, they could use this against us. They could spy on us. They could, control us and silence us and all that, which is true. But the thing that they didn't expect was that now the White Hats, led by President Trump, our commander in chief, they know everything they're doing. They're caught up in it too. In the past, this was all, that no one knew what they were doing. They were able to keep that on the down low, but now it's all digital and everyone knows where the money, the text messages, the text emails, all of that. So yeah, here's the breakdown. CIA 27, FBI 52, NSA 30, DHS 50, and ODNI 6. This is, we've got to end this intelligence community, this arm of the cabal to do their dirty work. That's what it is. They're managed by three ex-CIA agents who control, quote, misinformation and hate speech. Lovely. It's like we're living in Nazi Germany. But anyway, we're going to use it for good. And that's what we talked about a little bit yesterday. I'm going to keep hammering this home. We are now back on the digital battlefield, and we were told to never leave the digital battlefield. We didn't leave it intentionally. We were kicked off. We were forced out. But we are back on now. And so, in every way, let's work together to press this information out. Okay. So I just posted one the other day, and it's gotten thousands of views because of you. I wouldn't be able to do this by myself. This is what's so great about having our Freedom Force Battalion. I love Brighteon.tv. We're joining forces so that we can push all this information out there. I love that. So that's what we do. So I'll, as you see the post, I'll link it. Like this one right here. I said, let's post this one out here. That you'll see my Twitter. My new one is Melissa Red Pill. Okay, that's my new, so join with me over there, and whatever I put over there, please help to share, like, and share it. I'm not posting as much over there. I'm posting mostly the things that I want to really try to make go viral, so help me out on that. Let's work together on that. We just did see a post this morning where they were saying, we are checking on all these accounts that have been suspended, and that Twitter says it'll take another 30 days. I'm like, are you kidding me? How is it that you could suspend us like that, but then it takes 30 days to get us back on here? So yeah, we've got a country to save, Kenya. So chop chop, right? All right. So here is Bobby Kennedy right here speaking, and what it looks like that they're in a gigantic arena, you know, I don't know, football, baseball, whatever it is. But maybe it's just a backdrop. I don't know. But notice very quickly before I play the video, look what he's showing here. UN. That is not an accident that is on there. As I was just saying, the intelligence community is the police might arm of the UN cabal. Okay. Just like when President Trump always says, the unselect, he's trying to remind us this is from the UN. This is the UN, United Nations, or basically that is this, all of these nations, all the Bible calls this nations loosely. This criminal mafia. Okay. When you think of the UN, think of the criminal mafia worldwide, how they've gathered forces from all over the world. Don't think of it as intending to bring peace on the earth. That's not what they're doing at all. All right, so I want you to see that. And then look at the top left, it says the answer is yes. You mean, it's like he's like, do you mean the UN? Yes, yes, that's who I'm pointing out. And yes, I think he's known this, but he has not been in a position to tell this. And he tells, so it's just something to watch. Listen to what, just appreciate this family. They have taken it badly.
The 40-year tension between my family and the CIA.
The Kennedy feud with the CIA was multi-generational. The family patriarch Joseph Kennedy sat on a commission that called for an end to the CIA's parliamentary operations. And his sons John and Robert Kennedy both railed against the CIA's role in Vietnam.
And actually, my father, a week before he was killed, that the first thing he was going to do was to remove the clandestine services from the CIA and make the CIA what it was supposed to be, which was an intelligence gathering organization.
It's almost if you have set up and detailed an enemies list for those who may have had it in for your family.
There was a lot of enemies that my father made. And they weren't all CIA.
Is that where the seeds of doubt were planted, that perhaps your father wasn't killed by the person we say he was killed by?
I never suspected at any level that anybody other than Sirhan Sirhan had killed my father until maybe 3 years ago.
What changed?
Paul Schrade.
Paul Schrade was a close friend of Robert Kennedy and was with the candidate the night he was shot.
The thing I wanted to say is that they were fighting the intelligence community as well as the mob, and everyone's been on notice, you know, deep throat. You never say a word. You never do anything to fight this community, or this is what will happen to you. We can get to you at any moment. This is what's so amazing, that as much as President Trump has gone against these people, and now Elon Musk is, that they're alive. That tells you right there. That tells you right there. This is biblical. The Lord is protecting them and us, and we're, this is going to be brought down finally. It has to. It must be brought down. This criminal mafia must be brought down, or it's curtains for humanity. All right, so I want you to hear a little bit more of this. So, so great. I'll make sure that you have the link, as I always do.
It was Schrade who took Sirhan's first bullet, and it is Schrade who has insisted for decades that Sirhan could not have acted alone. He's now raised serious questions in Robert Kennedy Jr.'s mind as well.
Anybody who reads the autopsy report is, it's hard to believe that Sirhan shot my dad, that his bullets hit my dad, because Sirhan was always in front of my father, and yet all the four shots that hit my father came from behind him.
That leads you to conclude what?
Well, I don't have any conclusion. You know, my opinion is really irrelevant. What's important is what the facts say, what the autopsy says, what the ballistic evidence, and what the eyewitnesses said.
Do you believe that the CIA or another government agency was in any way involved in the assassination of your uncle?
Well, I don't know. I don't think that that possibility has been eliminated. A lot of people don't understand that when John Kennedy was killed, my father really was attorney general. And so one of the defenses of the Warren Commission was, well, Bobby Kennedy was the best investigator of that era. He was like Mueller of that era. You know, he had been for 10 years, he'd been investigating the unions and the Teamsters and,
yes,
and the mob. And so why wouldn't he investigate it? But the truth is that the day that his brother was killed, he lost all of the investigative capacity at the Department of Justice. He had 30,000 FBI agents who worked for him, but he never talked to J. Edgar Hoover again, not a single time after my Uncle Jack was killed. Oh, he really had no, you know, because Hoover at that time began reporting directly to Johnson. And my father, who was ostensibly Hoover's boss, really lost control of the FBI and the investigative capacity of the Department of Justice, and he resigned soon afterward.
I just find the whole thing remarkable. The Attorney General of the United States, later a U.S. Senator, a person in a position to have a lot of information, would suspect his own CIA, and now the documents are still being withheld by that same agency. I think it's really fascinating.
All right, so I'll make sure that you have the rest of it if you want to watch the rest of it. But the bottom line is, I don't know if you knew that Bobby Kennedy had lost his investigative abilities in the DOJ, and he resigned soon after. So imagine yourself in this position. You've been going after these people, and I don't know that they had any idea how deep the swamp was, and we're finding that with our wonderful President Trump. He told us that. He knew that. And so we just didn't have any idea. And so we thought that he could fix all these things, but he could not. The only solution, and this is really what the whole point about him losing, quote, I use that term very loosely, you guys, he's not in the position as president on Pennsylvania Avenue, is for the world to see, the Americans to see how swampy the swamp is and how it has to be completely rooted out, root and branch cleaned out, and dramatic changes. I think that we figured, hey, we could just, you know, polish a little here and tweak a little there. But now we realize, no, that's not the case. It is corrupt through and through. And so this is it's very, very swampy. All right, so yeah, I'll talk about that here in a minute with Bill Barr. He hid the Hunter Biden laptop, and he was telling people that, you know, not to support President Trump. So there you go. All right, so let's go ahead very quickly and talk about what's going on with the in just this morning, and I think it was 71. I want to make sure that I say that right. 71. December 21st. Let me see if I can get this right here. Through 27 exercises include the Russian, here we go, this is it, attacking an enemy submarine in joint naval exercises days after Beijing sent wave of 71 fighter jets toward Taiwan. This is brand new, hot off the press, just before I came on this morning. So this is what's going on in Taiwan right now on cue. This is exactly what they were saying that it was going to happen. President Trump has been talking about this for a very, very long time, and they were waiting until after the election, and here we go. The December 21st through 27th exercises included Russia's Pacific Fleet, carried out in waters of, I can't say that, in China's Xinjiang, I don't know if I'm saying that right, probably not, province. Russia's defense ministry published videos showing warships in the East China Sea. So they are attacking back that up, remove that. I didn't say that. They are rehearsing the attacks. Okay. So this is the problem with Taiwan, and most people in America have no clue about this, is that if they control the chips, then it's game over for America. And I'm not talking about the man, woman, and child in China. I'm talking about the CCP. The again, the same group, this military mafia organization, if they control the chips, then we'll be reduced to the Stone Age. Okay, that's the problem. That's the problem. And so this is what's happening right now, and while most people are asleep. And this video right here, I was going to play a little bit of it, but basically Frank Gaffney is talking with Steve Bannon, saying that, look, Biden is controlled by the CCP. He is controlled by them. He's not going to say boo. He's not going to say anything about what China does in Taiwan, because they control him, as well as controlling Mitch McConnell. That's really what's behind all this money, the $1.7 trillion in the omnibus, the ominous omnibus, right? So that's what we've unfortunately have had to swallow down hard, this red pill, to realize that the CCP has controlled these people. They are under their control, whether it's blackmail or they're in on it or whatever. Okay, so I'll play a little bit of this, but that's basically in a nuts and bolts of what Frank Gaffney is saying, is that Joe Biden's and all these others are not going to do anything to stop it.
Well, I'd like to come back to the Chip Roy question with you, but for starters, let's just say, I think it's no accident, comrade, as the communists like to say, Steve, that you've got things hotting up in Ukraine at the very moment that the Chinese look as though they could go for it at any moment. And this is one of the most important takeaways from the analysis that our Committee on the Present Danger of China has been doing for about 4 years now, by the way, is the Chinese have inexorably enhanced their ability to essentially go from a standing start to some kind of operation against Taiwan. It could be just a blockade. That's relatively easy. It could be fifth column operations supported by special operators, not out of the question by any means. It could, though, I'm afraid, involve much more far-reaching attacks than just on Taiwan. We see a very high altitude aerial surveillance platform over the Philippines at the moment, staring down at Subic Bay, where we might be restoring our presence, something you remember from the old days. But whether it's South Korea, which is now getting a lot of very annoying action from the North Koreans, or whether it's Japan, which is being threatened not only by the Chinese, by the way, but by the Russians and the Chinese in a series of military exercises clearly aimed at Japan and its islands in close proximity to the islands of Japan. Maybe it's, Guam. How about that? Maybe it's our carrier battle groups. Maybe it's even Hawaii.
All right, so we can't even deal with Afghanistan, much less China. Okay, this is our DOD is completely infiltrated. Also, they've been working on this for a very long time to get control of all these people, and that's why you and I can't even control what's happening, what's being taught to our children at schools. I don't know if you saw the post I just did yesterday, where Klaus Schwab is saying they're going to control all the curriculum. Okay, so the world would be under a police state. I'm saying all that to say, you know, we're under attack from every side. I mean, it's shocking. It's demoralizing. It's frustrating. It's, you know, you just think how can we even fight back all of this? Because some of the people that you expect to stand against it, that you've elected, are in on it or blackmailed for whatever reason. Okay. So it's very, if this is not biblical, if I'm not right, which I am, but if this is not the end times for them, as in biblical, as in the end of their rule over us, if this is not the Lord rescuing humanity, it's literally curtains. Okay, so we've got two options. One is that the world will fall to this criminal mafia. The other is that this is the day of our, that they will fall. and of our rescue. And I'm going with option B, not just because I'm Pollyanna, but because this is what the Word of God says, okay? And it's and they won't know what hit them until the flood comes and washes them all away. And it's, you know, that's why I'm, that's my role in this, is to show how this is biblical and not tell the deep church line, but to tell everyone, keep fighting because we're going to destroy them. All right. So, yeah, that's what's going on in the South China Sea. And it, funny thing is, President Trump is acting like just he's not even saying much. Isn't that weird? So don't worry. It's all going to be it's patriots are in control. Okay. All right. So, yeah, that I just wanted you to see what's going on this morning. You might not have even seen. All right. So my time is running out, but when we get back, I'm going to talk about this chip. Everyone keeps saying, oh, well, you know, this when you can order products and just from your facial recognition or from a chip in your hand, it that must be, oh, hair on fire. That is the chip. That's the mark of the beast. And I am going to, when we get back, I'm going to assure you that that is not the case. That is not what the Bible teaches at all. And so they I understand that that's what they want to seed our thoughts on, and that's what they want to use it for, but that's not biblical. And I'm going to show you when we get right back from the break about that, as well as we're going to talk about the January 6th. I've got the video clip of that. So I will see you right back.
Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hodgson, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder, my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of sleep formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
All right, Patriots, I have one more thing to show you. There's so, every day there's just so much coming out. Did you see this? Carrie Lake was ordered by that judge in Arizona that we were hoping was going to look at these things properly. She was ordered to pay $33,000 in legal fees to the Democrat Katie Hobbs. $33,000. That's not a coincidence. $33,000. So I don't know if you saw this. Mike Lindell has been paying all of their legal fees. He's amazing. He's absolutely amazing. For, you know, so let's definitely continue to support President Trump. He's amazing. And I'm sorry, for support Mike Lindell, go to MyPillow.com, go to, you know, Melly, the promo code Melly, and let's support him. Also, the Lindell Legal Defense Fund. I appreciate him so much. This is just, they're trying to make us so angry and so frustrated that we give up, okay? And they're also, or cause that we'll resort to violence, okay? And we're not going to do either. We're going to get in here and keep fighting, and we're going to keep fighting until we put a stop to this. But they're doing it. Whenever you see something that you're like, you get so angry, just remember that they're trying to incite us to violence. They're trying to make us give up, either one or the other. But we're not doing either of those. We're not giving up. We're not going to violence. We're going to fight, and we're going to win. And that's all there is to it. And that's what the amazing thing is. All over the world, the only ones who've been and violent are the Antifa, or their people that they are using for their own purposes. The amazing thing is all the patriots are being peaceful, despite like what's going on in Brazil and how they are stealing that election and all that's going on that's coming to a head in just the next couple of days. All of this, the patriots are standing and you know, fighting with truth and fighting with the legal recourse, but we're not going to fall into their trap of doing this in a violent way. We're not doing it. So yeah, that just whenever you see something like that that makes you so frustrated, and you just know that they're doing this on purpose, okay? And we understand how they play, and we're going to fight, and we're going to win. Okay, so this is the passage I was going to show you here. Okay, here's the passage in Revelation chapter 14 where it's talking about this mark of the beast. Okay, and so I just did a little scribbles on it, and I posted this out on the social media. Basically, let me make it a little bit bigger to make sure you guys can see it. All right, so here is what it says in Revelation 14. It talks about the punishment for those who take the mark of the beast. So if someone is telling you or me or anyone that it's a chip or it's anything that we could take unknowingly, that is false. It is false. Do not fall into the trap. Am I going to take a chip? No. Am I going to be part of their vaccine or all? No, that's not the point. The point is it the mark of the beast? And they don't ever want anyone to know what the mark of the beast is. But I'm going to tell you, I've told you everyone before, I'm going to tell you again. The mark of the beast is clearly delineated in Revelation 14. They're expecting that people don't read the word of God. They just believe whatever someone tells them. They get the fear mongering, and they won't look into the detail. And I'm going to show you where the verse is right here in Revelation chapter 14, verse 9. Then a third angel followed them, shouting, "Anyone who worships the beast and his statue, or who accepts his mark on the forehead or on the hand, must drink the wine of God's anger." The Lord's angry with them. The Lord is not angry with someone for taking a vaccine to try to save their lives, that they're brainwashed. The Lord is rescuing the people who are brainwashed. It has been poured full strength into God's cup of wrath. Full strength. He's not playing with this. He's so angry with them. Who is this talking about? And they will, listen to this, they'll be tormented with fire and burning sulfur. That does not sound good. Tormented with fire and burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and the Lamb. The smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever, and they will have no relief day or night, for they worship the beast and his image and his statue. This is not about anything that you or I could take unknowingly I'm in trouble with God because I took this mark of the beast. No, it's for those who worship the beast. It's for those who joined in league to destroy humanity. It's for those who've taken in demons knowingly have joined in league with not even the useful idiots. It's for those who know full well that they have taken in demons to do their will. This is the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is the mark of pure evil, that someone takes in demons. That's what the mark of the beast is. You and I have the mark of Christ on us because we have the Holy Spirit in us. The Holy Spirit guides us on what to say and what to do to speak truth and to operate in our, basically in our hands is our actions, and our head is our thoughts. And that's all throughout God's words. The hand and the head is about the actions and thoughts. But we are being led by the Spirit of the Lord, whereas they are being led literally by demons, intentionally, knowingly, and they have chosen this volitionally so they can be a part of this dark forces to do their will to destroy humanity, and they will not stop. There are some who have stopped. It talks about that in another place. But these who have doubled down and refused to stop, they are the ones who receive this terrible punishment from the Lord. The Lord is not playing with this punishment. It has been poured full strength into God's cup of wrath, and they will be tormented with fire and burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and the Lamb. The smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever, and they will have no relief day and night, for they worshiped the beast. Okay, so I'm going to keep saying that, but if you'll help me out, I would really appreciate it. You can take a picture of this, a screenshot of this. You can, whatever you got to do so that you have, let me see if I can get the picture better. Here we go. Here's a picture. If you want to take a screenshot of that, it's not a chip. It's not anything that you could do unknowingly. It's those who have worshiped the beast. Okay. So definitely take that and share that. Say, this is what the Bible says. Don't fall into the lies, okay? And I am, I may not be an expert in a lot of different things, but one thing I do know is the Word of God. And I'm not going to say what what is the standard fare. I won't do it. I'm going to speak the truth of God's Word. And that's why I have these books, End Times. Amazingly, they're still on Amazon. End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. This is the truth of Revelation, and also End Times, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. If I have time, I'm going to read a little bit to you of what I'm working on now, which is the book that's been in my heart since the beginning of when I woke up, just before President Trump was elected the first time. Anyway, but these are the two books, and I have the audiobook. So it's really helpful to get the audiobook so you can listen to it, how it's in my head, and it really helped to make sense. Or you can go listen to all the videos on freedomforce.live. I have, like I said, 800 of them over there. Okay, so there's that. Now, this was just posted by DC Drano. I saw this yesterday, the 27th of December. Have you seen it? Oh my goodness. If we can get all these videos out there on Twitter and on various sites, if we can get them out there and let people see what they did, this will wake up so many people. So I'm just about to post this. As soon as we get off this, I'll finish with the show. I'm going to post this over on Twitter. I'm going to share it so you'll know exactly what to share. But look at this, these people being forced into the Capitol, being pushed inside. I was there, but I was not that close. And thank God I wasn't, because I'm sure they would have loved to have, it would have been bad. Anyway, so look at this. This is just a guy wearing an earpiece, physically forcing people into the Capitol on January 6th, and a woman calling him out on it. No way, he's a federal agent, right? Okay, check this out. There you go. That's what it is. That's what it is. Everyone needs to see that. That's what it is these very same ones who have been running Google and Twitter. They were running the January 6th operation, and that truth it's going to come out. That's what's got to come out. All right, so the other thing that is coming out is, let's see if I have this right here. Let me see. Okay, Elon Musk is having a great time. I try to post everything that he puts out there because he is fighting hard to expose And he has such a huge following, and it can't be censored, which is so, so great. So this is what Mark Andreessen posted, and I know it's too small for you to read, so I'll read it. It's not accurate or fair to say that Dr. Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and a leading expert on infectious diseases, has ever lied. Dr. Fauci is a highly respected scientist and physician who has spent his entire career working to improve public health and combat infectious diseases. I think they do protest too much. So Elon Musk responded from showing the link to what his testimony was in Congress. Okay, so there's that. Never lied, really. So it's you can say all day long he's never lied, but yeah, we know that that's not true. And then his quote wife, I'm just saying, quote wife Christine Grady, is the head of bioethics at the NIH. She's the person who's supposed to make sure that Fauci behaves ethically. Do you think in the world that she would ever call out Fauci? That would never happen. That's how all this works. They're all in league together. That's the point of this beast of revelation, this criminal mafia, and we are awake to it now. We realize who we're fighting, and it's not Republican, and it's not Democrat. It's all of them. It's all of them. It's a very few that are up there that have somehow skated in, it was sneaked by and gotten in there and are trying to expose all this stuff. Very, very rare exception. So thank you, Elon Musk. Thank you for all that he's doing. Really amazing, amazing. All right, so I wanted to share, okay, real quick before I do that. Yesterday, one of my friends had met at one of our events, called me, and she was saying how she's been feeling very, weak, like almost like she's about to black out. Okay, so I really encourage everyone to go to freedomforce.live/health, H-E-A-L-T-H, health. Okay, and you will see a lot of different things that I have found that have helped me and have helped many people to detox and to get the proper nutrition. Okay, I'm not trying to sell you stuff. I'm just saying, please find what you need so that you can maintain your health. They are attacking us in a multitude of ways, and we have to take strong action. I was having a terrible time being weak and being shaky but you guys know now I have very high energy level, and I really do appreciate this right here. I have, if you want to find out more about what I do, I have these health shakes I do every day, and it has saved my life. I was continually on this roller coaster with my blood sugar, so that you can check that my energy would crash all the time. And you guys know that that's not what happens now. I am full of energy all the time. Plus, we just rounded our 2-year anniversary with my mom. I'm so thankful that she is well. She is walking and walking and going and doing everything and doesn't even take aspirin. If you have nerve pain, if you have any kind of pain, please go and check out Prescribing Life. I don't make any money from them. I'm just trying to help people to not live in pain. And I'm just so amazed and so thankful, because my mom was on 3 opioids a day. People who've had a nerve damage, like one lady, it wasn't Bell's palsy, but it was something. Hey, Kay, I'm talking about you. She couldn't even feel her face, and now she's feeling her face. She feels her tongue, and her nerves are coming back to life, basically. And they've like atrophied, and they've gotten like calcified, and now they're just being restored. It's really, really amazing. They have put so much up in the air that it has after several years, we won't say how many years, we breathed all this in, and it's damaged our body. So that can help you, as well as detoxing. There are 2 detoxes that I have on here. One is this one, as far as the heavy metals, and actually sodium chloride does heavy metals also, and the 2021 effects. Okay, so check this out. Very, very easy to use, just a little spritz in your mouth, and it will help to go and like a little cage, and it will go in and it will help to grab any of these toxins and eliminate them from your system. So wonderful. I'm so thankful for the CBD. These are high, high quality just to get our bodies to work right. And here's the sodium chloride. This is what has saved me from being, I was so terribly dizzy, and I don't have any dizzy spells anymore because the calcium deposits were in my inner ear. And so just drinking this, and it helps every part of your body. Oh my goodness, I've got to have Glenda come on here. 2 years ago. Was it 2 years ago, Glenda? No. Was it 1 year? Oh my goodness, I don't even know. She was panic stricken, and so she was so afraid her grandson was in the hospital. And so she, by miracle, he came out of the hospital for Christmas, and she started him on this. Amazing, amazing. And so by the time he went back, January 2nd or whatever, they could not find the cancer. I'm just telling you what happened. This is her little precious grandson. He was at death's door because of Lord only knows what they were putting inside of him. So anyway, just check out, this is how to stop the bleeding. If someone you know has been taking the jab and they've gotten all this this bleeding, definitely check into all that. All right, so I want you to see that. Okay, but the other thing I wanted to show you before we go, I'm going to show you the Klaus Schwab thing. It's too frustrating. All right, so I'm going to show you this. This is what I'm working on. Years ago, when I first started, someone is calling me. Okay. Anyway, so when last, in April 2018, I started doing videos. And so when my main thing that I was trying to accomplish was to show how this is biblical. And so I began to realize that not only are we not going into dark days, we are going to be entering into 1,000 years of peace. That is exactly what I talk about in this book, End Times and 1,000 years of Peace. But what I began to realize was that we are seeing every Bible story play out before our very eyes. You may not be familiar with some of these Bible stories way back in the book of Judges or whatever, the story of Gideon. But Gideon led a very small army of only 300 men, and they defeated an army of 132,000. That sounds outrageous, but this is the very kind of thing I want everyone to know, because this is what the Lord is able to do. Clearly, He is able to save us, no matter, even if they have all the odds in their favor, everything, they control the judges, they control the Congress, they control this, they control that, even still, and. It's amazing what happened then. And then the Lord is able to do this at any moment, but this is the day. There's no doubt about it that this is the day that this is happening for all of humanity. Here, if you'll scroll down, you'll see this. I talk about this. This is the sign in the heavens that tells us this is the day that we're being set free. It says that we will be under their thumb, under their abandoned to these enemies of ours until you see the woman in labor. And this is the biblical woman in labor. Happened September 23rd, 2017, and we're being set free from their tyranny. And it's the eyes of faith that can see it. We just keep in here working, and we're going to get it. All right, so here is, let me see if I can show that passage right here, if it's going to cooperate. Yes. Okay. This is just a little excerpt from the book that I'm writing in this chapter on the historical account of Gideon. And so at one point they left, a bunch of them left. The Lord told them that they were scared they could go home. And here's where my little excerpt starts. After those who were scared went home, there were only 10,000 left in Gideon's army to go up against 132,000. The Bible didn't say Gideon was worried. He didn't ask for another fleece sign. He's the one with the putting out the fleece. I'll tell you about that another time. It would be interesting to know what Gideon was thinking, but the Bible doesn't tell us. You want to know what I think? I think Gideon was at the same point we are. He had had a belly full of the Midianites' brutal tyranny. He couldn't take one more minute of all this, including the parents' desperate cries of anguish as their children were abducted for the terrifying rituals of Baal. He had tried everything he could on his own. He was out of options. He had no plan except for one: to trust God. And that's where I am. How about you? I hope you're in the same spot. We're going to trust the Lord. We're going to trust that He's going to give us the victory, and He is able to do it with 300 or with however many He chooses to use. You have been chosen, as it talks about in Revelation 14. You were one of the chosen warriors that the Lord's hand picked to be part of this. That's why some of your family members and your friends are not awake, but you are, because the Lord chose you for this, just like He chose those 300 that fought against the Midianite army. All right, so my time is running out, but I wanted you to know that. Just pray for me as I work on this, because I don't really have time to do that, but I love doing it. I literally was working on it last night until my eyes would not even stay open anymore. So let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, for this great promise that you are able to rescue all of us, and that this is the great day that you're doing it. And Lord, that we don't have to be afraid. We've not taken that mark of the beast. Only those who have done this evil will have, and they will be punished with forever and ever, as you say in your word. They will not get away. They will be severely punished for what they have done to humanity, and we will have 1,000 years of peace. We thank you and we praise you that Jesus, you are the King of the world, and that you will reign forever and ever, and that we will reign with you. We pray all this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I'm gonna jet out of here. I will see you next Wednesday, 10 a.m. Central on Brighteon.tv. Come and check out my site right quick. I'm gonna post this clip so you can help me share it out on Twitter. And I love you guys. See you later.